Hi, my lovely listener. This is Véronique, your host. So before I introduce you to the next guest, I want to make a little announcement. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now and I have a new path in my life. And this is fantastic. I love it. And I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath, or if you want to know about sound bath, I do virtual sound bath because I know a lot of you are listening from abroad. So we can do Zoom, we can do YouTube. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and inner peace, I offer virtual one-on-one sound healing sessions and online group sound bath designed to help you release stress and restore balance. And using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guided meditation, each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. So if you're ready to shift your energy and raise your vibration, visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today. Welcome back to High Vibes and a Mic. I'm your host, Véronique. Today, we are going to be very girly and talk skincare. But not only skincare, skincare plus wellness. My guest today is Dr. Ebru Karpuzoglu. She is an internationally recognized immunologist trained in molecular medicine and the visionary founder behind Avicenna, the first skincare brand to focus on defending against visible signs of inflammaging. With over 25 years of scientific research, Dr. Ebru is a pioneering expert in inflammation, immune responses, and the impact of hormones and stress on skin wellness. Her award-winning work bridges cutting-edge science and luxurious self-care with a focus on balancing the skin's immune health, microbiome, and barrier. She is also a certified health and wellness coach and a passionate advocate for clean, evidence-based beauty rooted in both science and self-love. Let's hear it from Dr. Ebru. Hi, Dr. Ebru. How are you today?
I'm good, Véronique. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. So happy to have you on the podcast today. So we're going to talk to them about skincare. Always love talking about skincare. But today we're going to talk about wellness, skin wellness. So that's going to be a bit different, more scientific, and I like that. So can you tell us, like, shortly what you do a little bit, and we're going to talk after what you created.
Sure. My name is Dr. Ebru, as you said. I'm an immunologist and a molecular medicine expert, and also my background research is on estrogen, how it affects the immune system, why women have stronger immune system, inflammation. And I took all that experience and knowledge and research and invested in our brand called Avicenna to help people with sensitive skin and who has been going through the impact of daily stress every day.
Tell me about it. That stress is responsible for so many things, right? Gain weight, stroke, whatever you just name it, right? In our skin.
Yes.
So you use a term that I know, inflammation, but you use another term that I don't know, which is inflammaging. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us what is this?
Sure.
Inflammaging?
First of all, before we go into inflammaging, let's talk about inflammation. So unfortunately, these days, the beauty industry is positioning inflammation as a bad thing. But technically, it is not a bad thing. The distinction, you know, the devil is in the details. Let's call it that way. So without inflammation, we would all perish. We would all die. So we need to make the distinct differentiation of which inflammation is bad, which inflammation is good. So the acute inflammation is the one that saves our lives, protects us against bugs, defends us against microbes. So its main duty is when there is a microbe coming in, it comes in, it removes the microbes and starts the healing process, and that acute inflammation goes away. The chronic inflammation, however, is like leaving your car on for days and days on, and it's constantly working. So at that time, it is not good for the body. It is working against the body at that point. Inflammaging, however, it's one step below the chronic inflammation, let's put it that way. So that is the micrograde, but chronic inflammation. And it's like the silent enemy. You don't see the effects right away, but it's always there. It's always working at the background. So again, think like your car is running, but it's so silent, you don't even know your car is running, but it's running still. So it's working against you at that point.
So would you have like different symptoms than inflammation?
Well, definitely. So chronic inflammation can show up as, let's call it, bigger symptoms or bigger problems, right? So it can show up as autoimmunity, it can show up as cardiac problems or other stuff. However, inflammaging, it's at a lower level, but it's always there. But then it can show up itself as skin sensitivity. All of a sudden you look prematurely aged or you look like it, aches in your body all of a sudden, you know, that kind of thing. So it is less drastic than a chronic inflammation. Like chronic inflammation, think like your immune system is on the roof of your house and it's screaming to the world, but inflammaging there is just whispering, but still it's annoying, you know?
So is that caused by food, the way of life, your stress level? Because you talked about stress earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So that could be related to that.
Everything contributes, but yeah. Stress is your biggest enemy. I mean, especially these days, the stress amounts we have been dealing with every day, there is a different news. I mean, today I saw India and Pakistan going into war, I think.
Really?
Yeah, just something. I just saw it with the corner of my eye. I was like, great, something else we needed. So,
okay.
You know, every day something happens. It's not like the, you know, when you were younger, you didn't get as much as stress because life felt easier. But as you grow older, life feels harsher. More like you have more responsibilities too, because if you have a family that you have to provide, so all that adds up and the body doesn't know if you're fighting or running away from whatever is causing the stress. The impact is still the same. The cortisol levels goes up, it regulates the immune system, you're dealing with more inflammation. So yeah, everything adds up.
So you started as, so you were doing more academic immunology. And so then you were motivated to develop your brand, Dermoimmunobeauty Technology, and launching so the skin wellness brand. So what was the factor that motivating you saying, okay, I need to do this? Because I'm sure a lot of people tried to do this also before, right?
Definitely. I mean, when I was doing my PhD, it was very stressful. I mean, very late nights. Half of the experiments doesn't work. You have to troubleshoot everything. And on top of it, you don't have a lot of money. You're a student at that time. And that adds up. So that reflects on your skin. And I started breaking out, cystic acne on my chin. At one point, I was like, okay, I think I have tumors on my chin because this thing hurts so bad, you know? And so I started trying to find a solution for myself. And this is the 90s, you know, and then I was using different skincare, but none of them was working. I mean, it sounds like a generic story, but it's right. I mean, this is what happened. At one point, I used a certain skincare brand and my face turned gray. And my husband was like, you look
gray.
Yeah, I look gray, like dull gray. And he was like, you look gray. I was like, what's going on? And I didn't believe it. I woke up and I was like, what? You know, you're looking at me to call mom. My mom is a pathologist. So I called her, I was like, mom, I'm gray. And she's like, you can't be gray. I'm like, seriously gray. And there is not, we didn't have FaceTime then. So she was like, what did you do? I'm like, I didn't do anything. I did this. It's like, stop using everything. You probably develop some kind of reaction. You're a mutant. I know that. I'm the mutant of the family. But that made me mad because when you're a student, you have a limited amount of money and you're spending this on a really expensive skincare brand thinking this is going to help me, right? That's the marketing gimmick by these big companies. And it doesn't help. And on top of it, I look like an alien. I look gray. I mean, I went to the lab and my PI was looking at me and he's looking at my face. He can't say a thing. I'm like, you can see.
I would have got sick that day.
That's the thing. I didn't even have concealer back then because I couldn't put it on. I was breaking out, you know? So yeah. I couldn't put anything on. On top of it, I look gray and red because of the stupid acne. And he's looking at me. I was like, you can say it. I know. You can say it. It's not politically. I mean, I don't care at this point. He's like, yeah. I know. So it was funny, though. You know, they had fun. They had a lot of fun that day, you know? But that was the whole thing. And I got mad and I started reading because I know biology, I know immunology, I know genetics, I know all this. And I was like, how hard it is to take this data and it's publicly available on PubMed with research and everything. You don't even have to spend money. Just take that science and put it in the product. How hard is this? So yeah, I got mad and I started reading on this and got into cosmetic chemistry. Learned that one. I was trained on that one. And I said, yeah, let's bring the science in. Let's make a change. I don't want anyone to go through what I went through, like a day of picking on that I was gray. It wasn't fun.
So, yeah, nobody wants to be gray. So how your products, so the immunocosmetic, different from commercial skincare? Because all those companies that, like you said, very expensive. When you see, when you listen to them, they're doing a lot of work. They're always showing you in the commercial, the researcher with his little lab on the lab, you know, working on the cream.
I can tell you, nobody's lab so clean. I mean, all my life I worked in the lab. I literally grew up in a pathology lab because my mom is a pathologist. Nobody's lab looked that clean. Anybody who did scientific research can say, it doesn't look clean. And none of the girls look that pretty because our hair would be all over the place, believe me. Because we're not eating, we're hungry, we're spazzed out, and we're not looking that pretty. I mean, we're pretty, but not that pretty, not Barbie pretty. Yeah. But why aren't they bringing the science? I have no idea. Maybe it's cost effective. It's not cost effective. Just putting one hero ingredient that's 0.5%, maybe they're saving money. At the end of the day, it's all about the money, especially this year, Q1, Q2, the big companies are losing significant amount of money. Like some of them are even 25% down on their sales. So it comes to the little brands. That's how the Indie Beauty was born, right? So because the people didn't want to spend the money on a cream that's sold for $300, $400, but it feels like Nivea. And I'm not going to name names. But people didn't want to do that anymore. They wanted something different. They wanted something authentic. They wanted results, and real people that they can pick up the phone or email and say, hey, I'm having this problem. Can you help me? Instead of saying, we have so-and-so house de Maison, and we are so high-end, but we're not going to answer your customer care questions. No, people don't want this anymore. Nobody's rich enough to spend that much money, you know? So that is how everything started.
Okay, and also I noticed on your website that you talk about your father's illness and his struggles with skin inflammations. So that also, I guess, influenced you to work on that?
Yeah. It did. I mean, he passed away 4 years ago, and he was an amazing transplant surgeon.
Very accomplished family, huh? Family of doctors.
So what happened was he got lung cancer. Of course, he got a very heavy treatment, you know, chemo and radio. And of course, his skin was affected by this. I mean, anybody who's listening or who has a relative who went through cancer, it's not easy. At all. I mean, it's brutal. So skin is only one of the challenges during that treatment. It gets really dry, really sensitive. So his doctor said, use Eucerin. And he was happy with the batch he had, but he ran out and he said, when you're coming home, get me some. And I got some. He puts it on and he breaks out in hives. Everything turns red. And he's yelling at me. He's like, you brought me the wrong thing. I'm like, Dad, it's the same thing. And I had my own cream. We didn't have the brand back then, but, you know, I was developing stuff for myself. And I said, use this. I mean, this calms things down. And I was like, he puts it on. And I go to my room and I'm watching a movie. And he's like 40 minutes or so after. He's like, I'm like, oh, God, I'm so much trouble. And I go there and he shows me his arm and all the redness is gone. And he said, what are you up to? And I said, well, this is what's been happening. So we talked for an hour or so. And he said, whatever you're doing, keep on the good work, kid. Just bring the science to the people. I mean, this is working, you know? And surgeons are hard. I mean, they're very hard. And when he says, like, keep on doing it, I was like, okay. Because you know how they are. Like, your mom and dad, sometimes your harshest critics, right? On top of it, my mom is a pathologist. My dad is a transplant surgeon. And they know all the mechanisms, right? And he liked it. And I was like, yeah, I think we should do this, you know?
Right. And so the name of your brand is Avicenna.
Yes.
So when did you create that brand exactly?
Well, 2020. I mean, before 2020, we were still around, but we did major rebranding in 2020. And then COVID hit. That wasn't a happy time. But it was hard on the brand and on me. But then again, universe works in mysterious ways. You don't know. You know, we had time to regroup, rebrand, change the packaging, go into more sustainable packaging. At that time, we moved into glass from degradable plastic. So, yeah, I mean, it worked out great. We're a small brand, and I know that. And we got into Neiman Marcus. We got into Saks before. And it's hard to be a small brand, especially with today's economy and everyday tariffs hitting from everywhere. But my main purpose in life is bring something good to the people, share the science, share the knowledge, more than the profit. I don't care about the profit. You know, you can make profit somehow. Like Estee Lauder makes profit. But are they bringing really good product? Are they caring about the people? Who is behind the bottle? Who is using your bottle? Who is behind it? Are they talking to that people? Now, that is more important to me.
Okay. And using a lot of natural product, right?
We use natural ingredients.
Ingredient, that was coming.
Yes. But I want to mention something here. So there's a lot of fear-mongering going around about ingredients. So I want to make a note here and underline it with a red pen, okay? Not everything natural is good. Not everything synthetic is bad. So, for example, arsenic is natural. Are you licking arsenic? I wouldn't recommend. You'll die. You don't want that. But synthetics, for example, peptides are made in the lab that we use in skincare. Why are they made in the lab? So they can have the best quality and the highest effectiveness. And they're tested up to the wazoo. You cannot extract the peptides from an animal and use it in the skincare. You want that to be synthetic, so it would be the best quality. Stuff like this. So, unfortunately, in the social media, there's so much fear-mongering, so much science washing. So, I don't believe that. There shouldn't be fear-mongering.
And what is your main sellers? Do you do only cream, or do you also like wash, you know, to wash your face? Do you do the whole set for skincare?
We have the whole set. So we have the cleanser, we have the gel, we have a face oil, we have a cream, and we have a mask. That's the skincare line.
Exfoliation also? Do you have exfoliation?
Exfoliator is also in the mask. Yeah. So the mask is made of honey, real honey, kaolin and cacao oil. It smells amazing. Main point is I don't want people to use too many products. One, it's not cost effective. Two, it puts too much on the skin, too much pressure on the skin. Because, like, remember the COVID times we were putting on masks and our faces were inflammating, especially where the mask was touching. So that is the simplest example. The skin doesn't like to be touched a lot because eventually it's going to be like, why are you poking me every 5 seconds? And then it's going to break out. You know, it's going to say, stop poking me. So it's the same thing. So there's a saying in skincare, less is more. However, less product could mean more. However, the product you choose makes a difference. Because if you have a product that's multi-targeting and can answer several problems, now that's a good thing. You need a multi-targeting, multi-concern product. One product that answers five problems, for example, right? So that's what you want. But if you have one product that is answering one problem, what are you going to do with the rest of the problems? Let's say you are focusing on wrinkles, but you have dullness, you have dryness, you have, I don't know, you need to exfoliate, you have, you know, sensitivities, but you only used one product. So what are you going to do with the rest of the problems? Now you need more products to solve the rest of the problems, which means that you're putting five different products on your face. Your face is not going to like that in the long run. And second of all, you are spending more money, more time while you're trying to fix that. How about having one product, one cream to solve it all, you know? So that is the point. That's the point of Avicenna, because nobody is rich enough to use a bad product. And everybody's time is money in some form or another, you know? And the skincare should not be a burden. You should not like, okay, I use this cream. What am I using next? Was I using this? God, was it? No, it shouldn't be that. It should be easy. It should be effective. And it should be nice for you as an experience. Because it's the mind, body, soul, and your skin. Everything reflects out. Everything mirrors out, right? So that's one of the skincare line. And we also have wellness candles. It was designed based on request because a lot of people said, like, after cooking, I don't want to smell onions while I'm doing skincare routine. It has a point. So we came up with a clean candle line with natural and nature-derived fragrances. They're amazing. We're in Equinox with that and several high-end spas. And also we have a new equipment called UV Shield Facial Analyzer. And that's a pretty cool thing. Everybody has a sunscreen, right? Every company has a sunscreen. But how do you know you're applying that sunscreen correctly? So this one shows you that if you applied it correctly or if you removed it correctly. Or do you have UV damage on your face? So this little device shows it all. No apps, no batteries. You just charge it. And it doesn't save the pictures, so it doesn't leak to the environment, so which is great. So yeah, we have very interesting stuff.
Okay, so I think maybe that's why I saw your, because you mentioned spa.
Yes.
Because the name sounds familiar, you know, to me. And I'm like, maybe I saw your product, you know, in a spa somewhere.
Good.
Yeah. Because this name, you know, sounds really familiar to me. I wanted to ask you. Oh, yeah. Because what do you think about people who wash their face all the time? I don't think that's good, right? Because I think if you wash your face in the morning and maybe at night, but I know some people, they wash their face like, I don't know, like not three times a day, but like, I don't think maybe washing your face with water is good for you. I don't know. What do you think about that? Is it too much for the skin?
I mean, water is okay. You're just splashing your face with the water during the day to freshen up. That's fine.
No, but after they do something, after they use another cream, they moisturize.
Yeah. So, but if you're washing your face with a cleanser like 3-4 times a day, that's not at all.
With the cleanser.
Now, that's stripping the skin. So you can wash it in the morning and wash it at night to remove the dirt of the day. That's fine. Then again, you need to choose a cleanser that is gentle. Don't wash your face with soap. Please no. That pH is 11. I mean, you're basically stripping your facial. Yeah, that's not good.
I like what you say when you said you had products that can do a lot of things, you know, only one product. Because, yeah, when you have a routine with the cleanser and after the serum and then the oil, then the moisturizer, then the SPF, it's like 5 products you have to put on your face.
Yes.
And the eye cream and...
It's a lot. And then that's why you need products that's going to solve a lot of problems instead of one. So you don't have to go like, oh, I'm doing the depuffing cream. Now I have a wrinkle cream on my eye.
No.
I don't do that. I don't have time for that. I mean, and believe me, I tried. There's the, you know, the Korean 10-step skincare regime. I was curious and I got all the products. I'm like, everybody's doing it. They're talking about glass skin. I'm like, let's try it.
Yeah.
I broke out like 3 days later. I broke out and oh my God, it took me a month to fix it. It was bad. I mean, my face was mad at me. It was mad at me. It was like I had like pimple on top of my nose and it hurt so bad. And my husband, like, you look like a teenager now. It's like, thanks. No way, you're going to die, you know?
Yeah, it's not for everybody, right? Because I used to work for a skincare company. I think it was a Korean skincare company, if I remember. No, Japanese skincare company. And they have this, and people love that oil to remove dirt from your face. It was a very heavy oil. I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy this at a discount. And I, after like 4 days, I use that. So every night you have to use your oil. I never had a breaking, like a breakout like that on my, even when I, as a teenager, I never broke up like that, broke up like that.
I know which product you're talking about.
But you know, it was like under my skin. It was like little heels on my skin. And it was, I think I could have been sick. I couldn't even go to work. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And it took a few days to, is that inflammation? It took a few days to go down.
Definitely inflammation. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was allergic, I guess.
The only time I would use an oil-based cleanser, like I have really heavy makeup on,
mm-hmm.
oil dissolves that makeup, the coloring agents dissolves that, so it helps it. But after that, I use a gentle cleanser and remove it. You know, I don't only do oil cleanser. No way. No way. I don't leave on my face. Because my skin is going, oh yeah, now I'm going to break out. I'm going to make your life hell. It's going to do that to me. I know.
No, but it was a big seller. I don't know how people can use that. I don't even understand.
I'm against trends. Let me tell you a trend. I saw this a month ago. So on TikTok, there was this girl who took poop. I'm not kidding you. Her own poop. And she put it on her face. And she said, my skin feels awesome after that.
People are crazy.
What? I'm like, what about the stink? What about the bacteria? What about the yuck? Yeah. Are you crazy? And she was like, it feels so good. And I'm like, maybe there's urea in it. That's why it's soft. And I'm trying to find a scientific reason for this. And I tried, believe me. Nothing comes to mind.
But you know, sometimes it's not even there. I think it was fake. Because I'm sure it's not, she didn't even poop on her face. Sometimes they just do that to mess with people.
People tried it.
Of course they will.
I'm like, are you waiting to poop? And how are you getting that poop? Where is that poop coming from? It's crazy.
This is crazy.
It's crazy.
You know, young people, they would believe and just follow anything on TikTok, actually. So, not the best source.
That's where the common sense comes in. And like, ask a question. Would somebody throw me at poop? Would I be happy? No. So why am I poop on my face? You know, think about it.
This is so gross.
I know. But that was the worst TikTok trend I ever seen.
I don't even go on TikTok anymore. It's all craziness over there.
I know. So. I know. I'm like, who has the time?
Yeah.
How? When? And we have TikTok. Like, we have a page on TikTok on Tina, but I can't keep up with it, you know? I need to get out of here.
Well, when you reach out the page for poop on your face, I think you're done, right?
I'm done at that point. I'm like, yeah.
That's the lowest you could go. But it's also some people drinking their pee or whatever, you know, to saying that it was the cleanest thing to clean yourself or whatever. People come up with crazy stuff.
I know.
So,
but you can't make them drink water from the faucet. You know, that's
sterilized.
I mean, that's the thing. You can say anything weird or crazy and it can take traction online. That's why I don't like the science washing and the green washing and the fear mongering and the coming up with weird ideas. It's like, do we want to believe in magic? Sure, let's do that. But science by itself is magic. Seriously. Like, if you go on Instagram, and I've been showing that to my toddler, there is these some posts, they have a drop of water and they take one mineral, for example, like sodium hydroxide, and then like a little sodium hydroxide, and then another element, and they combine it in one drop of water. And of course, it's dissolving in that one drop of water, but then different colors come out. Like, it looks like universe itself.
Yeah.
My daughter loves it. She's like, magic! And it's like, yeah, that's science, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something serious.
Yeah.
That you can see. So, and talking about inflammation, I forgot to ask you this question. So what can be sometimes overlooked in traditional wellness conversation? I don't know if you already told me about that or not, because I think people, like you say, they are afraid of, you know, fear mongering, or maybe the biggest thing that we know is could be pimple or getting red or something like that. But is there something very small, something that we don't know, but that's inflammation?
Yeah. So breakouts are the main cause. Like, they're the biggest one, right? It's when your skin is saying, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed, help me out here. However, looking overly tired, you look at the mirror and you look like, I look like I aged overnight. Yeah, see, that's premature aging. That happens. Sensitivities can happen. Like, you may not be sensitive to one thing with your skin. You could be okay. However, it's like, think you like your glass is filling up and spilling out, right? So that's when you start seeing the symptoms, like your immune system can't handle it anymore. Your skin microbiome says, I'm out of balance. I can't control this anymore. And that's how the water starts spilling out of the glass, and you see it mirrors on the skin. So yes, dryness all of a sudden, sensitivity all of a sudden, redness, itching, you know, premature aging, as I said.
What about those people who have rosacea?
Rosacea.
Is that inflammation?
That is also inflammation, and that needs definitely a dermatologist touch, because it changes for everybody. You know, one solution for me may not work for you. So that's why, in that case, I highly recommend seeing a dermatologist.
Okay, so what you say in your product, you're putting more science that other brand, they don't want to take the time to do the work because too costly?
Until today, people focused more on the surface, right? But we're not the surface. Surface, like, everybody thinks that, you know, it looks like your skin looks like a barrier. And we say skin barrier, however, it's an open system. It constantly communicates with the outside to protect you. Like, when it's cold, it starts shivering, you feel cold. But the skin is the first one to feel it for everything else. So deep down, your immune system protects you, because when a bacteria comes in and passes through the good skin microbiome and, you know, wiggles its way in, the skin microbiome tells to the immune system, there's a problem here. We have an invader coming in. And then the skin immune system starts working and tries to prevent it without showing it to you. We encounter bacteria, viruses, fungi, mold every day, every hour, every minute. But you're not feeling that, because your immune system, your private army, your SWAT team is taking care of it. You have a private army and free. It's yours, right? So that is why it's incredible. None of the brands have an immunologist. It's just me, to be honest, in the beauty industry. And maybe Shiseido has immunologists, because I follow their publications and sometimes they come up with the most amazing papers. I love seeing it. And I wish there was more immunologists, because it's more than dermatology now. It's the whole body talks. So that's the thing.
So just to maybe to wrap this up, so what kind of advice do you give someone who's like struggling? You know, it's been having chronic issue for a long time. They tried everything. So they will go to your product. What can they start with?
I would highly recommend start with our discovery kit. It's a tiny kit.
You have a discovery kit. Okay, that's nice.
Discovery kit. I know people try to sell the most expensive product. I'm not going to do that. I'm against it. Go for the discovery kit. It's like $25 or $27 with the shipping. And try that. See which one you like. And then if you want to purchase something, you get a 15% off, which makes that kit literally for free. And you can get anything you want from the website with that 15% off. So that's the most cost-effective way of doing it. And you know what you like. And that's it.
That's very honest, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not here for the profit. We're for the people. We're here for the science. I mean, I can't do that, you know? I have a responsibility.
Will you add maybe, they try your product, but you, I guess you also have to change maybe your way of living, maybe, you know, less stress, eat better, or maybe...
eat better. That's another thing I tell myself. I'm guilty as that, you know? But I think, and I preach this, I'm preaching to the choir here, preaching to myself too. If you get stressed, just sit down 2 seconds and think, am I going to be worried about this next year? Is this important? And if the answer is no, get in the butt, you know? Because really, life, as you can see, it is changing in a whirlwind around us, you know? And we do not have the time to stress about everything anymore. Stop watching the news sometimes. Oh.
I did.
Yeah.
The only news I watch now is the comic like Jimmy Kimmel or, you know, those these guys, because they give me the news quickly and it's funny. And then I go to bed.
Yeah. And if the world is ending or if we have a world war, probably I will know it.
Yeah, we know about it.
You know, focus on yourself. That's all I'm going to say. Focus on yourself. Well,
I must say you have... from what I can see from here, you have a very nice skin. So, you know, that's a good setup. Really?
I'm 53.
Oh, wow. What's the age? I'm 52.
No wrinkles, see?
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
Oh, it's doable. It's doable.
It's doable. Yeah. Good genetic also, I'm sure.
Oh, I wish my mom is prettier than me.
So, do you want to add anything? Maybe something I didn't talk about?
Well, add anything. Don't believe the trends. Yes. Use common sense. If your gut feeling says, nah, this is bull crap, you know, just walk away. And I am going to stress this as much as I can. We are not rich enough. You and me are not rich enough to spend money on bad products.
Mm-hmm.
Do not give your product money to bad products. You are more precious than that. Ask questions, read. If a brand is really good, they will answer your questions.
Good. Well, so your brand name, I'm going to repeat, is Avicenna. I'm going to put all the information in the show notes and we can order online. And you talk about the discovery set.
Yes.
Like, very nice. Then after they can order what they like. And we can find... some of the products in store also. You mentioned some stores at the beginning.
Yes, you can find all the candles in Equinox stores, especially in New York. We're in select spas. We're growing. Yeah, and you can directly reach to us from avicenna.com and it will come right to your door when you place an order.
Perfect. All right, I'm going to try them. I'm going to place an order.
Thank you.
What, you know. And, you know. Talk about it, you know, if I really like it. Yeah, I see. Yeah, you should go for this.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. for your time. I know you're a very busy person, but thank you for coming and tell us about this because it's really important. It's our well-being and it's true. We spend so much money on skincare. It's crazy. Yeah. So if we could have something skincare plus wellness, even better.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Having me.
Bye.
Bye.